Attention, you're listening to The Daily Dose. The active ingredient in this program is common sense, which has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism. Be advised that listening may cause you to lean to the right.
American weakness is provocative. I've said that many times on this program and on The Antidote to Liberalism, our full-length talk show. And it's true. When we display weakness, our enemies are provoked. Speaking out against Islamic terrorism isn't provocative, but being silent about it is. Taking a hardline stance against Iran getting nuclear weapons isn't provocative. Their maniacal actions are. But for some reason, the leftists among us prefer the fantasy world of pandering and capitulation to that of strength and integrity. Let's just review a few of the things that have happened recently. Iran fires a rocket dangerously close to a U.S. aircraft carrier. They capture two U.S. naval boats and 10 sailors, holding them hostage overnight. They parade them in front of TV cameras, making a mockery of them while making them look weak. Their leaders preside over death to America chants. We negotiate a nuclear agreement with Iran, supposedly designed to help them obtain nuclear power plants, which, by the way, confuses me because I've been told for years that solar and wind are the way to go. But it's not just Iran that is provoked by our weakness. It's China, who has been violating U.S. territorial waters by sailing its naval fleet within 12 miles of the coast of Alaska. It's North Korea, who has conducted another nuclear test, which is also surprising because Bill Clinton assured us in the 90s that his nuclear deal with North Korea would prevent them from being able to get a nuke. There's also the provocative acts of Russia, which apparently weren't positively affected by the Russian reset button as Hillary Clinton expected. And let's not forget about ISIS and Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Boko Haram, and Al-Qaeda, among many others. The world is on fire, and a major reason for that is American weakness. The next president of the United States needs to reassert American strength throughout the world so as to prevent these hostile acts of aggression and terror. America is a strong nation, so let's be sure we elect a strong leader.
Thank you for listening. To further boost your immunity, join Todd for his full-length program called The Antidote to Liberalism, available on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, and our website, theantidotetoliberalism.com. Or connect with Todd directly on Twitter at Common Sense Gear or by email, todd@theantidotetoliberalism.com.